शांति में बैठे हैं, अभी क्या बोले?
What should I say now?
मन है शांत.
Mind is peaceful.
बुद्धि तो मन शांत है, तो बुद्धि बाबा की तरफ खींची हुई है.
When the mind is peaceful, the intellect is pulled towards Baba.
इतना बाबा की खींच देये मानी स्थिति,
the pull from Baba, the stage of soul consciousness.
फिकर वां जीत,
being a conqueror of sinful actions, becoming karmatit.
अब घर जाना है.
And the awareness that we now have to return home.
मुझे दीदी का '82 में लंदन आई थी.
दीदी had come to London in 1982.
बाबा भवन में बाबा के रूम में योग करते थे.
We used to have yoga in Baba's room in Baba Bhavan.
इतना अच्छा लगता था.
And we used to enjoy it so much.
तो दादी को दीदी को क्लास में बोलते थे कुछ बोलो.
I used to ask Didi to say something in class, say something.
अब घर जाना है.
And she'd always reply, we now have to return home.
असर कुछ न बोले.
She wouldn't say anything else except just this. We now have to return home.
क्यों घर जाना है? कैसे जाना है?
How are we going to go back home?
जेंटे मुझे घर जाना है.
I want to go back home.
घर अच्छा है.
Our home is good.
घर में शांति बहुत है.
There may be. There's a lot of peace in the home. There's no sound.
थोड़ा सूक्ष्म.
In the subtle region.
जो बाबा से मिलन होता है.
The meeting that we experience with Baba, that is for service, and in that meeting, there's a lot of lightness.
Feeling आती है. Light or might कैसे काम कर रही है.
We get the feeling of how the light and might are working together.
जितना light है तो light का दो अर्थ है. एक right
light
रोशनी
being light, the
light हल्का
the light, and the other is lightness being light. Lots of benefit of both types of being light.
जब ज्ञान में आए तो बाबा से दृष्टि मिलते ही.
When it came into knowledge, and then as soon as I received drishti from Baba, we would become bodiless.
Abhi bhi mere khyal mein, aap sabko.
Even now,
antim gharyon ka hai.
I'm sure all of you are aware this is the time of the final period, the final moments. No worries about anything. Just being a carefree emperor. What should we worry about? Who should we worry about? Everyone is good. We're all sitting in God's home. Now I'm remembering one example. Someone was a little bit upset with me. Well, quite upset with me. It's something that happened many years ago. Someone was very upset with me, and I felt, I'm just being fed by my father. I'm eating from my father's. I'm eating what my father's providing. You just have to remain carefree. He is feeding me. There's nothing to worry about. In one of the latest murlis, Baba has said, just 3-4 days ago, Baba has said, children, you're never going to starve. My father is making me move along. I just have to pay attention that I don't make any mistakes. The time is such.
We just cautioned
one another and moved forward and progressed within amongst ourselves. But nowadays, no one can caution anyone else. We would signal to one another from our hearts, don't do like this, and they used to accept it also. But now the time is such that we have to remain cautious but not to caution anyone else. Even though you may be staying at your own home with your family, wherever you may be living, you cannot caution anyone in today's world. Manjuban, can you caution anyone? But yes, we have to remain cautious. And what do we have to remain cautious? Never get angry. This is something that requires great caution. Not to get upset. Today's blessing was very good, to be an image that grants visions. Day and night, wherever you may be. And being an image that grants visions, you're able to remain close to Baba. Baba always used to say, it's the Swami, the Satguru, the Lord, who's able to take you beyond with a glance. We took a lot of sustenance from Baba's vision, Baba's drishti.
Dadi Prakash Bane. Manur Dadi.
Dadi Chandramani, Dadi Prakashmani, Manohar Dadi. There was a time when Manohar Dadi and myself used to stay together. When any brother or sister used to come, then Manohar Dadi used to tell me, you give knowledge to them, and I'd ask her, you give knowledge to them, and she'd say, no, you should. Didi used to enjoy conducting yoga rather than giving knowledge. She would say, why are you giving them too much gyan? Have yoga instead. And I would say, how can they have yoga without knowledge? So we have to explain to others in such a way. Explain to others in such a way that they're able to be pulled by the atmosphere. The atmosphere is according to the words that are being spoken in that atmosphere. Such are the vibrations in that atmosphere that are spread everywhere from that atmosphere. There's very little time remaining. To sit in silence or to sit and talk about knowledge. And what is knowledge? Who am I? Who is mine? And yes, I have my attention on karma. To perform good actions, elevated actions. And someone asked, well, what are elevated actions? Give us an example. What do you mean by elevated actions? It shouldn't be ordinary actions either.
Practical karma se, life se, prerna milti.
Through your practical actions, through your life, others receive inspirations. In the early days, we used to caution one another, whatever actions I perform, others seeing me will do the same.
हाथों द्वारा क्या कर्म है पांव द्वारा क्या
What do you have to do with your hands? What do you have to do with your feet?
ऐसा पांव भी जा रखे
Wherever you set foot, there's an income being earned.
Shanti aur prem ki shakti andar hi andar kaam bhi karti hai.
The power of peace and love is working internally. Actions, words are only necessary when it comes to performing practical action. First is body, mind and wealth. These are not mine, they are surrendered in service. Is that right? Sitting in this body, but the mind is engaged with Baba. It is a wonder.
Buddhi both free ya yoga lagati ya
The intellect is very free. It's either sitting in yoga or remaining peaceful. Some stay very far, and yet they feel close, and yet some are very close physically, and yet they feel very distant. They're sitting very close, but you don't know where their intellect is going. And so they feel very distant. They're not able to sit peacefully. And some are very far away physically, and yet in a subtle way, in silence, they have the practice of staying in silence. And so they're taking that current, the sakash from Baba. Not from me, but from Baba. They're receiving those vibrations. So wherever they are, living in the same home, sometimes even in the same room, to remain peaceful, to be loving, so to have that peace and love. I'm not mentioning any names, but some brothers and sisters are such that two of them living together, but you just wonder how they're living.
तो मैंने देखा सहन शक्ति समाने की शक्ति
The power to merge, the power to pack up, the power to tolerate. So the three powers working within you. The power to merge, the power to pack up, but first to tolerate.
उसको कभी भी कोई प्रॉब्लम महसूस नहीं होती.
Those who have the power to tolerate will never feel anything to be a problem. Couple of days ago, someone had asked me this question. In so many years, you must have faced so many problems.
मैंने सारे इतने सालों को
And I emerged all those years within just a minute, and I didn't feel that I had any problems. Have I had any problems? Have any problems come to me? No problems with anyone. When I first came to London, and then went back to India after 4 years. I hadn't been back to India for 4 years, and so they're asking me that they were telling me you've begun to walk very fast. So that he was telling them, if I was to still continue to walk slowly, then I would have fit in with them. I have to walk actively just as they were doing. So that had become natural for me to walk in that way. When that was influenced, that was. In the beginning, I used to prepare the food. And when the students used to come, I would just switch off the gas and then attend the student and then come back to the cooking. I used to feel this one's come, so I have to treat them very well. I never showed to them that I have to prepare food now, that I'm busy cooking now. So someone was saying that in every murli, Baba is explaining about service. He's saying, explain using the pictures, go here, go there, do this, do that. I read the murli and I'm seeing whatever are Baba's directions. I've had the fortune of following all of Baba's directions. What is Srimad? What are the dictates of the mind? What are the dictates of others? You know the difference of all of these very well. Never allow the mind to follow its own dictates. The mind, the poor thing, goes everywhere, but still, Srimad is so beautiful. And by following it practically, we experience supersensuous joy. By following Srimad, the mind remains very happy. Happy with me and happy with all of you. It's my mind and you are happy with it also. I'm happy too. Never allow your mind to wander freely. The other thing I told them, when I went back to Bharat, she said, I don't understand English, but I always used to say, don't worry, no problem. No need to worry about anything. Couple of days ago, they're saying, you tell us how to do this, you tell us how to do this. There's no question of how. This is how Baba is telling us, Baba is showing us. How can I do this? What can I do? Baba says those who ask us questions are those with the baby intellect. Talking about thoughts, words and actions, and actions come last, is the third number. We never say actions first. Actions, words and thoughts, but it's always actions last. Thoughts are first. So in the practical is thoughts, words and then actions. It shouldn't be that you're saying one thing and doing something else. One are teachings, the second is caution. Baba's teachings, giving us teachings and also cautioning us. So we have to remain very cautious. This is the work of a sensible one. Not that you do something and then have to say sorry, or then you say, well, why should I say sorry? What have I done wrong? Firstly, I must make sure that I don't make any mistakes, and then if I do make any mistakes, let me forgive myself, let me forgive others. Forgive and forget. I like these words, forgive and forget.
Forgive.
It says that nothing has happened. Truly, I don't remember what happened. It's never emerged from my lips. There was this thing that happened, there was that thing had happened with this one or that one. My heart would start beating fast if I was to do such things.
Savdan chabda. Chabda savdan.
The word caution, cautious, is very beneficial.
Karke paschatap karna.
To do something and then have to repent for it doesn't suit us anymore. As Baba said today, what does it mean to be an image that grants visions? It's not a big thing. At every step on the path of bhakti, there is a say, Vai Guru. Va, the wonder of the Guru, the wonder of the Satguru.
Baba ko Baba ke roop mein dekho.
Look at Baba, as the teacher, as a father, as the teacher, as the Satguru. It's really very good. We are not the disciples of the Guru. But whatever is his directions, it feels very good to follow those directions. When we first came to knowledge, is to enjoy seeing Baba as a father, teacher and Sadguru. Once Didi said to me, just experience Baba in the form of a friend sometimes. And Dadi said, well, I don't know how to experience Baba as this friend. And so she went and told, Didi went and told Baba. And so then Baba adopted the form of a friend with me. It felt very good. Those whose companion is God Himself, what would the storms do for such a person? Doesn't matter, no matter what happens, if God Himself is your companion, then even if any storms come, any hurricanes come, it doesn't mean anything. Those who have had the experience of God being the companion, raise your hands. Those who are always cautious are never afraid of anything else. Remain cautious yourself and don't give caution to one another through words, but when you yourself remain cautious, others also benefit.
मधुबन में जो बाबा के कमरे में जाते
हैं anyone who goes to Baba's room in Madhuban to go to Madhuban, Pandavabhavan and then not to go to Baba's room means you haven't been to Madhuban. Is it like that sometimes? Baba was in one room in Pandavabhavan and there's so much attraction of that room. Such a pull. It's the same bed, the same gaddi where Baba used to sit. Baba never slept on the bed. Baba came to us in Pune and we had made a little bed for him.
Sanjo Kavita tumhara dada Ram South
Kavita Ben. Mother and father-in-law, they had come to us in Pune, and at the time we had the bed with the woven strips. So we used to sit on the bed outside, and I used to explain to them, and he became so happy listening to the knowledge. There was no such name or trace of tables and chairs. It's a woven bed. I think it's the cane. Sorry, what's the word? It's woven beds. The strips that are interwoven horizontally and vertically. There was one lawyer who started coming to us. He is a very good person. He did a lot of bhavana. And he asked if there was any service that he could do. And in front of him, the neighbor came to us and he was shouting at us. And it was difficult to stay there and to leave that place. And so that person said, give me a little bit of money and I'll try to help get rid of that person because he was being a nuisance. He deliberately didn't want to do anything free because it would look like he was... He said never to be afraid of anything or anyone. He did such good service of Baba and Baba used to give him so much love. So any time, any service that needs to be done, then you'll always find a companion to get it done. Main thing is let yourself remain so cautious. Make Baba your companion and play your part as a detached observer. Just remember our birth is as valuable as a diamond and so don't waste it chasing after shells. This is a birth as valuable as a diamond and a diamond is very valuable. So where would you place a diamond? How would you keep it in a golden container? Or you'd set it in a ring of gold. The diamond will be amidst and surrounded by gold. Do not let this life be wasted chasing after shells. Don't let your time go to waste. We are hero actors.
Drama ka gyan bahut acha hai.
The knowledge of the drama is very good. Yes, we have knowledge of Baba, but then the knowledge of the drama that Baba has given us. Drama gives us peace. Baba gives us power. What do you think? Baba gives peace. Baba gives power. And drama gives peace. Is that right? Drama is very good. Just continue to move peacefully with faith. Faith has worked a lot. Today we're sitting in Global House and I'm staying in Diamond House. Yesterday there was a person who came to meet Daddy. Lawrence Bloom, who had helped at the time of the construction of Global House, and he was very happy. Did he even dream that he would build Global House? Whenever I come in, I look at what is happening here around. The houses across Global House, they didn't used to exist at that time. The houses beside on Tower Road, they didn't exist at that time. So who made all of this possible? How was it possible? There's a song, who created this game and did everything and then hid themselves away. Who is this? They did everything by themselves and then hid themselves away. He became avyakt and has now hidden himself even now and still working. Who am I? Who do I belong to? Not giving tuli today. You've had lots of tuli. Today, even I don't remember even this much. It was this morning that Dadi met the UK family. I don't remember what happened this morning. I don't remember what happened earlier, even now as I was coming here. And I said, well, just leave it. Don't give totally. I'll just speak a few words to my sweet brothers and sisters. In Leicester on Saturday, there was a dialogue between Dadi and Neville, how to live, how to die. This is the topic title of the book. So I'm living very well, aren't I? If you live well, also a memorial will be created of you too. And this is a guarantee. Then you'll die in a good way too. There won't be any problems. I've seen many examples. Someone may have attachment, and until that person comes in front of them, they won't leave the body. There was one sister, a very good sister, but she always used to want good food. So at the time of leaving the body, she wanted to have something good. I think this is a little golgappa that Dadi used to mention. So be cautious that your greed doesn't harass you at the final moments. There are very few who left the body in a very good way in the final moments. There's a person who didn't have knowledge of God, but he had the beads of the rosary in his hand, so he was turning the beads of the rosary and taking God's name, and then left the body in that way. We have to value time. Not to worry about anything. Now I'm not going to mention names, but some people still have worries of their home, their family, their children. But my dear brothers and sisters, do not worry about anything. Everything is fine. Take blessings from the heart, give blessings from the heart. You don't need to ask for some, don't ask for blessings, but everything is going very well for them because of the blessings. Baba's treasure store of blessings is full. So what is the effort you need to make to keep the treasure store of blessings full? What effort should I make to make sure my treasure store of blessings is always full? Each one is their own friend. And then you've also made Baba your friend. Then the feeling is everyone is my friend. Not to have the slightest feeling of anything else with anyone in your heart or in your mind, and you'll never waste your time. But you'll use your time in a worthwhile way. Okay, Om Shanti.
देखो वंडर है जिंदगी खासी नहीं है
सी इट्स अ वंडर आई डिडंट कॉफ एट ऑल
the song is playing.
The one in whose eyes there is a spiritual light. The one whose words are very sweet. The one whose actions are very prosperous. And whose forehead is sparkling with that light. Such was Brahma Baba, the one Vishwakarma, the one who is performing actions for the world.
Hello.